Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website on theedgesofchange.com. Hello and welcome to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast, episode number 260 for the week of May 13th, 2024. I am your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. Here's a quote from this week's poem for this podcast. Open your heart to who you are. There is a lot of opportunity to tune in with Taurus energy this week. Now, this is a zodiac sign that is earthy and grounded and sensual and pragmatic and moves slowly. Okay, don't push me. Although some of the cycles, the planetary cycles in Taurus, have a very electrifying, powerful change energy. So it's a bit of a paradox this week where you've got astrological energies from the planetary archetypes that are really shaking things up, and yet they're expressing that energy through Taurus, which is very grounded and pragmatic. So you may feel like hurry up and go slow, you know, or gotta make the changes now. Wait, let me think about it. So if that's happening, as always, recognize your attunement to the archetypal energies. And it's just fine. Remember that this podcast, I make this to help my people recognize how astutely sensitive they are to archetypal energies. These planetary cycles are connected to us because we're connected to the universe. We're all interconnected. It's not causal. Many times you can feel like, oh, the planets are doing it to me, but I want to give you a little pep talk. It's like, not really. I'm talking about where the planets are moving and some of the energetics of them, and I'm really speaking to something inside yourself and in the collective. So lean in, listen, if it serves you, great. Recognize, yep, I'm astrologically sensitive. On Monday, May 13th, the Sun is conjunct or with Uranus at 23 degrees of Taurus. This happens once a year in the Sun's journey from our perspective through the zodiac wheel. And the Sun, remember, is the conscious self. You can see it as the hero, the heroine, the one on the journey in life. And it illuminates, it shines the light. Uranus is the big change agent, rebel, maverick that says, I got to do it my own unique way. So when the Sun and Uranus come together, it's illuminating the one in you that really wants something different. Like, I don't want to, you know, it may be a young one in you that's acting out. It may also be someone in you that's saying, I need innovation. I'm getting stale. It's time to make some changes here. Now, they come together in the sign of Taurus, and the zodiac sign of where the planets are, the location in the heavens, symbolizes the core energetics of what these characters are up to. So changes in your physical life, Taurus, in how you work with your sensuality, with your groundedness and your relationship to the earth, with your money and your resources. So notice where you might have a little bit of itchy feet or like, I don't want to keep doing the same old, don't. Take some time this week to really notice, okay, what could I do differently? How could I be relating to my body, to the earth and all the huge changes going on now, my own resources and how I manage them? What needs to be radically shifted and can you lean in? On Wednesday, May 16th, the planet Mercury enters Taurus after being in Aries since March 9th of 2024. Now, this is important because Mercury is the storyteller communicator. It's the planet closest to the Sun. It moves very quickly. Normally, it doesn't spend so much time in a zodiac sign like it just did with Aries, but it went retrograde in Aries, which meant from our perspective on the Earth, it looked like it went backwards for a couple weeks and then came forward. Now, in this case, when Mercury's changing signs, you're moving from Aries, which is a dynamic fire sign of initiation, let's get going, let's get the show on the road, to a grounded earth sign, Taurus. So you may feel with your own mental habits, your ideas, your projects, something you got really excited about, or like, we got to do this. I got to make this happen. It's like, well, wait a minute. Let me slow down. I'm feeling like, slow down. Let me think this through. What kind of energy is going to take? Is it really sustainable, what I'm thinking about doing? And so it's a pragmatic time. Mercury being in Taurus is saying, just talk straight to yourself. You know, get to the point, okay? And also in this period, since early March, when Mercury was in Aries, it also had a really strong connection with Chiron, which is an asteroid comet in our solar system that symbolizes the shamanic one, the wounded healer, the shapeshifter. And I spoke about this in previous podcasts. We had this amazing opportunity for about 6 weeks to really notice our mental patterns that needed to be healed, or where we maybe were caught in a woundology story, or maybe we were getting more aware of old pain, our own or our ancestors' pain, about we can't really initiate, we can't go forward, Aries, we can't be who we are. So notice now, as Mercury shifts signs, that you may sensitively feel like, everything I kind of worked with, you know, since early March, I'm ready to take some action, some pragmatic action. I'm ready to speak out in a grounded way. I'm ready to think differently in a more pragmatic way. And if that's the case, let yourself do that, okay? And recognize that you may be sensitive to this shifting of energies with a particular archetype, and particularly any of you who are connected with communication in any way. You know, you're a speaker, you're a writer, you're an artist, you have a facility with language, you may really be noticing, whoa, slow it down. Let's take a look at what I'm thinking, what I'm speaking, what I want to communicate, and get real, okay? Now, on Friday, May 17th, Mercury squares Pluto at 2 degrees of Taurus Aquarius. So this is one of the gifts. As a planet steps into Taurus right now, it immediately has this 90 degree angle. This square means the planets look like they're 90 degrees away from each other in the heavens, with the planet Pluto, which moves very slowly and is just recently into the sign of Aquarius, which is a big deal. And I and many astrologers have talked about that. But what's the point of this? When we have a square, it means the two characters are working things out with each other. So here you have the communicator, the storyteller, the one connected to your mind and your mental thoughts, Mercury, just going into this kind of grounded, pragmatic sign. And then there is some tension with Pluto, the transformer, the one who wants to make deep systemic change, who wants to call out the BS, who wants to lance the wounds, who wants to clean up stuff and let things die that need to die so that rebirth can happen. Now, Pluto's in Aquarius, which is called an air sign, and it's about innovative, out-of-the-box thinking. And Aquarius is very connected to community, the larger collective, to tribe. So the tension with Taurus and Aquarius is Taurus characters want to kind of have feet on the ground, be a little bit more conservative, hold on to what I got. Nothing wrong with that. Aquarius says, hey, it doesn't really belong to you. What about everyone else? You know, so there's tension between personal security and stability and the need for collective change and to resource, Taurus, the collective. So we see this conversation happening so much right now with the student protests, right? Is that, students are protesting the way governments are funding a certain choice that a country's making. And they're saying, that's not okay for the collective. There's other people involved here who are suffering because you're funding and resourcing a war or an attack. And that's an example of the collective energy that's going on right now. So it may really activate even more strongly this week, but more to the point on an individual level. Is there any resonance for you for personal choices? What am I funding with my life energy that really is challenging for myself in the collective or other people? Am I hoarding? Am I withdrawing? Am I, you know, trying to grab something that's not mine? And this doesn't have to be money. It can be energy or time. So there's this tension. And yet, the thing about Pluto and Mercury cycles is it really supports you to get real with yourself. Just tell your truth. Tell the truth without blame or judgment to yourself. Angela Sarian says that beautiful invitation. Tell the truth without blame or judgment. What is really going on in my life with how I am stewarding my life energy and my resources and my relationship to the collective, my friends, my group, my communities, and what am I learning about that tension and how do I want to make some changes? And then finally, on Saturday, May 18th, Venus is conjunct Uranus at 23 degrees of Taurus. Again, it's in this grounded sign. Now Venus, the relational one, the lover, and again, that doesn't just have to be your romantic relationships. It's the lover of you is connected to what you love, how beauty is in your life, what you magnetize to yourself. And when Venus and Uranus are together, we really are in tune with, well, we want something different in our relationships. We want to break free of limitations, of old stale ways of doing things. If some tension has been happening in your personal relationships recently, you may find if you're sensitive to this Venus Uranus energy, you just kind of want to blow things up. That may be necessary. You may want to kind of breathe and count to 100, but recognize you're being invited to lean into some changes, some deep radical changes, to have more autonomy, more authenticity, more fairness for everybody, right? It's like shake things up a bit. That may happen for you one-on-one with individual people in your life, just in general, your sense of how you relate. Or Venus is also about the artist in us, beauty and aesthetics. And so you may want to just have something different in your life. So just notice how you could lean into that invitation to make some changes and free yourself from the status quo. And change things up in your relationships in such a way that it really feels better for everybody. And the poem that came forward to share with you for this week really speaks to that need for something different and that need to go deeper with your mind. That Pluto-Mercury tension of like, what am I thinking about that's done that I really need to let go of? The poem is called Forget About Enlightenment by John Wellwood. Forget about enlightenment. Sit down wherever you are and listen to the wind singing in your veins. Feel the love, the longing, the fear in your bones. Open your heart to who you are right now, not who you would like to be. Not the saint you are striving to become, but the being right here before you, inside you, around you. All of you is holy. You are already more and less than whatever you can know. Breathe out, touch in, let go. Just be who you are. Radical self-acceptance. Listen to the wind singing in your veins. Listen to the birds singing in the morning. Let the sun touch your face. Be with your Taurian grounded sensuality. And radically accept yourself and others. Thank you so much for your continued relationship with me in this podcast. I hope it continues to serve you. May this week bring blessings to you and unexpected awarenesses and the power to transform yourself in just the right way. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are
on theedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.